Thank you, Steve, for sharing that song with us this morning. If we know anybody, it's best to know Jesus. Praise His name this morning. Aren't you glad for the Lord? Amen. I do want to take just another moment to say thank you to our veterans that are with us this morning. Thank you for your service, but I'll also like to thank all the veterans who may be joining us on the live stream this morning. You may not be present with us here, but present with us in the live stream. We want to thank you as well for your service and all the veterans in our community, in our country. Thank you for your sacrifice. It does not go unnoticed. And then also this morning in this little basket are some toy soldiers. And as you leave this morning, we'll have someone at the back door. And we want to give you one of these as a reminder to pray for our military and for our servicemen and women and for our veterans who have sacrificed so much. They deserve our prayers and I believe are necessary. And so we want to make sure that you take one of those with you. Put it by your coffee pot, your refrigerator, your Bible, wherever it is that you're, so you'll be reminded of those men and women who gave so much that we're able to worship the Lord free today. And so once again, thank you. As I thought about the service this morning, I thought, when we recognize veterans, it'd be an appropriate time to talk about heroes for just a few moments. And we're not gonna take a lengthy time this morning, but heroes are an important part of our history. The United States exists because of heroes. Even our own history, my history, your history, they include heroes. People who made a difference. And when I talk about heroes, I'm not talking this morning about superheroes like the Avengers. Although there's no doubt the Avenger movies have made a lot of money for Hollywood and for producers. I'm not talking about those heroes, and nor am I talking about the Justice League when we talk about Superman and Wonder Woman and of course Aquaman, best hero ever. Well, no, not really. There's a greater hero than Aquaman. We'll talk about him in a moment. But isn't it cool to be able to talk to fish? I mean, come on, how much better does it get than that? But I'm talking about real, everyday heroes. Not our imagination, not somebody who inherited super strength because of a nuclear accident or some weird formula pumped into their body, but I'm talking about everyday people like you and I. In fact, there are some heroes among us today. Men and women who have sacrificed for the freedoms we know. We refer to them as military. We refer to them as veterans. But that's not the only heroes that are with us today. There are moms and dads and teachers and police officers and so on and so forth. Heroes who sacrifice for the good of humanity. Those are the heroes I'm talking about today. And of course, the greatest hero of all, Jesus Christ, who gave far more than we can ever understand that we might be genuinely free by the shedding of His blood for the remission of sins. Heroes. People who have made a difference in the life of others. And so the Apostle Paul talks a bit about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And so let's take our Bibles, if you would, this morning. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 9 this morning. A few verses I want to share with you. Appreciate if you'd stand for the reading of the Word. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19 this morning. And there the Word shares with us, this is the Apostle Paul, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under the law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you." Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity we've had to honor our veterans. And Lord, we pray for them once again this morning. Pray for your hand of protection upon them. Thank you, Lord, for those men and women who have faithfully served this nation. Lord, we ask as we come to your word this morning that we would be challenged and reminded, Lord, that not only are you the greatest hero, but Lord, you ask us to step out and to become heroes in the lives of others. And so, Lord, I pray this morning that that you would move and work. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do. We ask in your precious name. Amen. Maybe seated this morning, what we discover, if you would really think about what Paul is saying when we think about hero, Paul, he said of himself, that I'm a servant to all. And really, when we talk about heroes, and we're going to talk about heroes in just a minute, when we really talk about heroes, heroes are servants. Servants who have served in some form or fashion and who have made a difference in the lives of others. And Paul talks about, I was a Jew to the Jews. I was those under law. I was under law to those that I might win them, to serve them. And so this morning, as I think about heroes, I'm really once again calling us, God's people, to be servants, to serve Him, and to make a difference in the life of someone else. I mean, after all, have you ever dreamed of being a hero? I'm almost certain this morning that all of us at one point have dreamed of being a hero. Many of us, when we were children, pretended to be maybe Superman with a towel for a cape. Maybe some pretended to be Wonder Woman and made paper bracelets. And come on, you know what I'm talking about. You were there. And I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but some of you might even had your parents buy those underoos. Some of you remember those. Yeah, they came in superhero varieties, and some of you wore them proudly then. Wouldn't admit that this morning, but you did then. And so there was a longing in all of us at some point to be a hero. Of course, all of us have probably had different heroes that we aspired to be. And of course, my favorite superhero, as you know, is Aquaman. He can breathe underwater and talk to fish and all that really cool stuff. And that would be really neat. But my other hero was not been referred to as a superhero. I look a little more like him today, and that would be, of course, Winnie the Pooh. Harry and round. Anyway, but all of us had heroes, but you know, I never aspired to be Winnie the Pooh. You know, look more like Winnie the Pooh than Aquaman. But anyway, but we all at some point aspired to be a hero. And I want you to know today that that you can be a hero. You don't have to wear a cape or look like Winnie the Pooh or even wear underoos. But you can be a hero. Paul was a hero. Because when we ask the question, what is a hero? Well, if you would look at the definition of a hero, it shares with us a person noted for feats of courage or nobility of purpose, especially one who has risked or sacrificed his or her life. So heroes comes in all shapes and sizes. A hero really is somebody who has served someone else and has taken a risk for that individual. Hero. You would also find that a hero is any person who has heroic qualities or has performed a heroic act and is regarded as a model or an ideal. Or a person who is greatly admired. I believe each and every one of us can fall into that definition in some form or fashion. Or be that like Paul, who was a servant to all. Somebody who has sacrificed something for somebody else. Heroes. As we understand the definition of hero, those who have packed a shoebox for somebody you do not know, don't even know what country they live in. But you've sacrificed your money and your time, and I know you're going to say, I'm no hero. You're making a difference in the life of somebody else. Yes, you are. Those who have sacrificed to serve in the military, hero. Those who gave money for Thanksgiving baskets or picked somebody up alongside the road or helped somebody do whatever needed to be done. You're a hero in their life. You made a difference. I hope, no matter what age we are today, that we still aspire to be a hero. That we still desire to make a difference. You might be saying, "Oh, Pastor, you have no idea. You don't know. There's no way I could ever be a hero. You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what's happened in my life." And to some degree, that's absolutely true. But as believers, Christians, we read the Bible and we talk about biblical heroes. You know their name well. People like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Joshua and Joseph and Samson and Gideon and Isaiah, and man, the list goes on and on and on. Mary and Joseph in the New Testament, Peter and the Apostle Paul, and you can read about David and the list just goes on. But I guarantee you this morning, if you go to your Bible and you would study any of those individuals that we call biblical heroes, you would notice something about all of them that isn't any different than all of us. They were everyday, ordinary people. And when the Lord said, "I need you," they said, "Oh, Lord, I don't have that ability." Many of them said that. "Are you sure, Lord, you're going to send me? You really want me to do this? You really want me to do that?" Yeah. And if you look at every one of them, they made mistakes. Abraham, the father of the nation of Israel, made mistakes. All his descendants made mistakes. greatest leader recognized in the Old Testament, Moses, made mistakes. David, the apple of God's eye, he made more than one mistake. All of them. Everyday people, they made mistakes. And at different times in their lives, they doubted or questioned God in some form or fashion. But today we call them heroes. Why? Because they served. They made a difference in the life of somebody else. So today it's not impossible to be a hero. We can still be inspired to be a hero. We can still make a difference in somebody else's life. I know it may not make us feel like heroes and may not give us a cape or the ability to fly. Or leap buildings in a single bound. Or catch a speeding bullet. But the person's life in whom you impact often believes that of you. I hope we still aspire to be a hero. I shared this book with you some time ago in reference to the Hero's Code, and I would encourage you if you like to read, or if you don't like to read, that this is a good book. Not as good as this book, but this is a good book. Encourages us to be a hero. And in that book, the author talks about 10 characteristics of heroes. And I just wanted to share them with you because we find these in Scripture, of course. In fact, Scripture encourages us as Christians to possess these characteristics as well as to recognize that they're not impossible. And so just real quickly, 10 characteristics of a hero. One, of course, every hero has to possess courage. Courage means that we do things even when we're afraid. And so one of the first things that heroes are usually noted for is courage, that they stand strong in the face of fear. And the Lord can help us do that. But not only courage, but humility. Typically, heroes won't say, "I'm a hero." If you say, "I'm a hero," you're typically not a hero. That's just kind of how it works. Most heroes won't, when someone says, they're a hero, they're like, "Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not." That's humility. Sacrifice. Heroes make sacrifices for somebody else. Integrity. Heroes are usually people of integrity. Character. Morals. Stand for what's right. Those are heroes. Compassion. The reason they're typically heroes is because they're concerned about others. And so they have a sense of compassion. Not only do they have compassion, but they have perseverance. They're in it for the long run. They have a sense of duty or responsibility. They take on responsibility. Boy, if we need anything, if we need heroes in our day today, we need people who will take on responsibility. Our culture is hurting for people who say, "I am responsible." It doesn't happen very often, but hero says, "You know, I have a duty. I have a responsibility." Heroes are people who possess hope. They believe in a better day. They believe that the circumstances can be better. And they take action to improve whatever those circumstances are. They're people of hope. And often, but not always, heroes usually have a sense of humor. Maybe not the sense of humor you appreciate, but in their own mind, they have a sense of of humor, and all of us have our opinion of what humor is or isn't, and there's jokes, and then there's dad jokes. Dad jokes don't usually fall in the sense of humor, but just kind of weird stuff. But anyway, heroes usually have a sense of humor, and then heroes often possess forgiveness. There isn't any one of us here today that can't do this. For some, it may be more natural. For some, we might have to work at it a bit. But I don't think anybody ever said being a hero was easy. But nonetheless, I hope we inspire to be a hero, to make a difference. I just wanted to share just a short passage from the book. Admiral McRaven shares, "There are heroes everywhere. There are heroes in the classroom educating the youth of America and teaching them to be better citizens. There are heroes caring for the sick and dying in hospitals across the nation. There are heroes keeping our streets safe from violence and crime. There are heroes working the farms and the ranches to put food on the table. There are heroes speaking out against injustice and racism. There are heroes in the halls of the state capitals, enacting laws to help the underprivileged and downtrodden. There are heroes defending our nation. There are heroes in the homes across Texas and every other state working hard to make a better life for their children. Heroes come in every shape and size." Today, as we come to a close, I want to challenge you to still inspire to be a hero. Someone who's making a difference in the life of someone else. Caring enough to get involved. The world may never recognize you as a hero. You may never get an award. But you'll make a difference. In the eyes of that individual, truth is, you won't only be a hero, but you'll be a superhero. And they'll see you with super strength and an awesome cape. The world needs some heroes. There's people in our community who needs heroes. Real heroes. Men and women of God who make a difference. Because they simply care. Here at Dover Hill, we have a prescription for heroism. Four simple things: prayer, care, share, empower. I guarantee if you're doing that, you're somebody's hero. And then I also think it's important for us today not only to aspire to be a hero, but also to take a moment to thank our heroes, the people who have made a difference. For instance, today, we've taken a moment to honor our veterans, to say thank you. You probably know more veterans today than have joined us in the service this morning. Won't you text them or call them or something and say thank you appreciate what you have done. And then there's somebody else in your life who has made a tremendous difference. Why don't you call them or text them if you can? Or maybe write them a note and say, thank you. And it wouldn't hurt to say, if you've never told them, you're my hero. A little appreciation goes a long, long way. But above all that, I would encourage you today to say thank you to Jesus, the ultimate hero who gave the ultimate sacrifice, that we might truly be free, and who has saved us from more than sin. There's no doubt that he is my hero. And someday I hope to be like him. Still working on it. Love that old song, he's still working on me. And boy, am I glad he is. But today, would you rise to heroism and then thank the heroes in your life? I believe God is calling us to be heroes. He uses the term servant. And someday he will say to us, well done, good and faithful hero servant. Let's stand together this morning if you would.